Scientists at the Massachusetts General Hospital in the US have created what they call stable and functional blood vessels in mice. They used human-induced pluripotent stem cells, which you will hear referred to as iPSC, probably from now on. They hope engineered blood vessels could lead to treatments for cardiovascular disease and improve blood circulation in patients with certain diseases. Leading the research, Dr. Rakesh Jain, he's of Harvard University. He's director of the Steele Laboratory for Tumor Biology at Massachusetts General.
The goal is to understand how blood vessels can be formed from a variety of sources. And in this particular case, from induced pluripotent cells.
Which are stem cells. And of course, in the minds of some in the popular press anyway, that's controversial. But these are not embryonic stem cells, are they? These are adult stem cells that you manipulate.
Exactly. Taking adult cells and reprogramming them so they behave like stem cells.
How far along the road have you gone then towards the goal you described to us?
So there are many components of this path. One is to how to make induced pluripotent cells from the adult cells. Now, that is an area we are not working on, but there are many scientists around the world, they're working on it. What we are working on is taking these stem-like cells, known as induced pluripotent stem cells, and convert them into different cell types. And the two cell types we have worked on is endothelial cell, which is the inner lining of blood vessels, and their support cells, known as pericytes. So we have been able to convert these induced pluripotent cells into endothelial cells and pericytes.
At the moment, this experimentation is in mice. Whom in the human context do you hope to be able to help?
Well, I think there are many more safety studies and other issues that need to be addressed in animal models before the studies can be done in patients.
But, for example, those who have restricted blood flow because of type 1 diabetes, for example, those with cardiovascular disease, might they in the future be helped too?
Absolutely. That would be the more immediate goal, is to help patients where their blood supply is impaired, such as you mentioned, the cardiovascular disease, which is the leading cause of death in the Western world. And type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and as you know, diabetes can lead to vascular complications. So if he can somehow repair their blood vessels using this approach, it would definitely help those patients.
How do you work at these microscopic levels, though, to create blood vessels?
So what we do is we take these iPS cells, we push them in the lineage towards either endothelial cells or pericytes. This is all done in petri dishes, known as cell culture. And once we have obtained adequate number of cells, we select for cells that express three different markers on their surface. And that's what we have discovered in this paper, that when you do that with these three different markers, you can obtain endothelial cells. Then we grow these cells in culture in collagen gel, in a gel that supports for about a day or so, and then we place this gel in the animal tissue. One is on the surface of the brain, and the second one is in the skin. And it's remarkable that you can see, and using something known as in vivo microscopy, we can actually watch how these cells organize, how they become like vascular networks, but more importantly, how they connect to the host vessels, the vessels of the mouse in this case. And then you can see the blood flowing in the real time in these vessels using in vivo microscopy. And it's really remarkable to see this under a microscope.
The whole thing is remarkable. That's Dr. Rakesh Jain of Harvard University, working at the Massachusetts General Hospital and having created functional blood vessels using these stem cells, adult stem cells, which are manipulated. Remarkable.